Ray quickly reconsidered. The garbage will do! The trio ran aboard the old cargo ship. There was one consolation in stealing that piece of junk. Ray knew it belonged to Unkar Plutt. She would enjoy imagining the fury on his blubbery face when this was all over. Ray made her way to the cockpit and showed the man where the gunner's seat was.
You ever fly this thing?
He asked. Ray dodged the question. Nobody's flown this ship in years. She sat down in the pilot's chair and took a deep breath. I can do this. I can do this, she said over and over to herself. It was just like the flight simulator at home. No need to be completely terrified. Ray ran through the pre-launch sequence in record time and smiled as the engines roared to life. She eased forward on the throttle while pulling back on the control yoke. The ship blasted ahead in one smooth movement and took to the sky. Ray felt her smile grow even wider. But her joy didn't last long. Two First Order TIE fighters were swooping down on them.
Stay low and put up the shields, if they work,
the Resistance soldier shouted up to her. Ray strained to reach the shield modulator across the wide control panel.
Not easy without a co-pilot,
Ray said through gritted teeth. No matter how much she stretched, the control was too far away. There was no way she could keep steering and turn on the shields. For 3 insane seconds, Ray let go of the yoke and reached out to hit the shield modulator. The ship veered wildly to the right, throwing BB-8 momentarily into the ceiling of the ship. Ray leaped back to the yoke and stabilized the wild weaving.
I'm going now!
In Ray's hands, the ship banked upward and swooped down over the sands of Jakku. The TIE fighters were close behind, firing bolt after bolt at the cargo ship.
You ever gonna fire back?
Ray shouted.
Working on it,
the man shouted back. After a few tense moments, Ray saw red bolts firing at the TIE fighters. Her new friend had done it.
We need cover, quick,
the man called between blasts. Ray scanned the horizon and saw the starship graveyard ahead.
We're about to get some!
Giant star destroyers and crashed starfighters were scattered everywhere. It was the perfect place to hide, as long as they didn't join the fleet of crashed ships themselves.